So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and today we're going to be talking about using spiritual bypassing for spiritual bypassing. and before we get into that topic, I just want to make the announcement. If you didn't hear last Thursday's podcast, I know some of you only listen to the musings, which I appreciate, but I'm going back on tour. I am going back on tour with Permission to Think Freely, my spoken word poetry show that breaks down how we are creating our reality in literally an algorithm, gives you the algorithm for manifestation, and shows how we've created our collective issues. You know, the Standing Rock movement, war, like how did that happen? And then how can we use our understanding of how we're creating our reality to create a more loving world? How do we do that? And I break it down with some science. And I break it down with spoken word poetry because I love that medium. I love art. And I'm really proud of this show. We toured it in Australia at the end of last year. This year, it's a Canada, US tour. So Calgary, Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Ottawa. We're coming for you. It's happening mid-May to mid-June. We'll also end up in New York and LA, and there's a little bit of a surprise in there for one of the dates. So I am announcing this tour. We are announcing it this week, and so if you are interested in attending, visit www.adamroa.com/tickets. You can also just go to adamroa.com, but that's the direct page. I will include the link in the show notes. I really hope for you to be there because I may retire this show. I may retire it after this tour and not tour it again. So if you're like, oh, maybe I'll catch him next time, like some of the people in Australia did. Sorry, Australia. You're probably not going to see it unless you go to Canada. Don't wait. I'm super proud of it. It's a real joy of mine to perform this. And yeah, hope to see you there. All right, today's topic, spiritual bypassing used for spiritual bypassing. Where did this come from? Why am I inspired to talk about this? I'm inspired to talk about this because I have made a couple people angry in the last week. I went on a Facebook Live with Destin Garrick, who is very much involved in work around healing masculinity and that relationship to the divine feminine. In that, I mentioned a couple things, but specifically around this topic, I said how I don't believe that we need pain for our growth. And then I went ahead and made a post further explaining this because in the comments of the video, I had some people that were upset and one of them accused me of spiritual bypassing. Said it actually very passive aggressively, said, I'd be mindful of spiritual bypassing. And so I wrote a post really detailing and outlining this concept of no longer needing the pain program to be the catalyst for our growth. And again, I had some people, the vast majority were like, thank you, I agree. And some people who were really upset. And by the way, that's not wrong. I'm not saying that I'm spouting the truth, and if you disagree with me, then you're wrong. No, but it was interesting the reasons why people disagreed. And one of the reasons why there was disagreement with it was this idea that somehow I'm spiritual bypassing by trying to avoid pain. For those of you who aren't familiar, what spiritual bypassing means is using spiritual beliefs and spiritual practices to avoid pain, avoid facing the true discomfort that's there, avoiding what actually is. And so what I'd like to do is first outline my theory, to outline for you what I'm actually saying when it comes to this this breakdown to the breakthrough mentality, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, no pain, no gain. This mentality, this pain program that has been instilled and implanted in us as a collective for so long that we have just accepted that that's how it needs to be. And that's bullshit. Seriously. Because there's a big difference. You know what? I'm gonna pull up this post because I took a lot of time to write it out. And I'm just going to read it to you. And we'll break it down. Stop calling in your pain. Stop creating so much discomfort for yourself. Yes, I'm telling you that you are creating it. You don't create your reality some of the time. It's a 24/7 beyond time process that you are a part of, whether you like it or not. As the creator, where you have choice is by choosing to be a conscious participant or choosing an unconscious victim. And by victim, I mean that it's happening to you, which is still your choice. You choose victimhood. And while I may be speaking very directly, I'm in no way lacking in compassion for the why. You are calling in pain. Okay, why? For most people, it's because they've decided that pain and discomfort is the only, or at least the most effective, way to grow. That because you're uncomfortable, you'll be motivated to change. Stop that shit. Yes, it's true that most of us have learned from our pain. Most of us have grown from our discomfort. And that's a powerful choice to make when we encounter the inevitable hardships of life. Thank you for using the pain as a catalyst for growth. That's not always easy, and you deserve to be acknowledged for it. But there's a difference between choosing to grow from the pain that shows up and choosing the pain to show up so that you can grow. Reread it, let it sink in. There's a difference between choosing to grow from the pain that shows up and choosing the pain to show up so that you can grow. If you decide that pain is necessary to grow, you will call in more of it. That's how this game works. If you decide that you can grow simply because it brings you joy, you'll notice that the discomfort dissipates. You'll recognize that the polarity you feel isn't pain, simply greater desire to know more of your truest self. We live in a world of polarity. You're getting to experience who you truly are because you also experience who you are not. You know what feels good because you know what doesn't. But polarity can also exist as feels good and feels even better. It doesn't have to be so extreme. You've been through the extreme. We all know pain. Congratulations, the reference point is now ingrained in you. It's allowing you to feel just how good life can be. Thank all the pain you've ever felt for how it has served you to this point. Now let it go. You don't need to keep creating pain to catalyze change. You can follow love. You can follow the changes that feel even better from one moment to the next. And if discomfort shows up, great. Use it as a catalyst for your evolution and then release the attachment to it. The pain programming running in the collective is no longer serving. We have seen enough. And we can choose something different. I release the old paradigm. I no longer choose pain as my partner on this path. I choose love. What about you? Hashtag choose love. Threw that in there. That is the post that I wrote on Facebook. And to expand on that, just to say it in a different way, what I am saying is that pain will show up in your life. Discomfort will show up in your life. And we get to be incredibly grateful for it, because the deeper we experience pain, the polarity spectrum is a circle, not a line. So the deeper we go into the pain, the more we fill out this circle, the more deeply we can go into love. Think about it like this. The moment that your child is born, there's the potential, there's the fear of losing that child. That's a pain, that's a discomfort, that's a fear that didn't even exist before you actually had the child. You couldn't really, really embody that until the child was in your life. But what comes with that polarity is the amount of love that you can give and feel for that child. So yes, when the pain shows up, when the discomfort shows up, which is inevitable, we get to be really grateful for it, and we get to make a choice. What am I going to choose to do with that pain? And the healthy way, in my opinion, the healthy way to use that pain is saying, okay, this is an opportunity for me to grow. I had another Facebook post in the last several weeks where I was talking about attachment, the attachment I feel to my beautiful dog laying back there. And the fear I have in my system about something bad happening to her. And yet, feeling like any attachment that I have based in fear is not expansive. It's contracting. But that fear is coming from how much I love her. So it's this really interesting tangled web. And that's a paradox. It's a paradox in a way. And someone, one of my first coach actually said to me, when you find a paradox, that's the closest you'll get to God, or something of that nature. A paradox is shows you that you're closer to God, because all of it exists. All of it exists in God, all of it. So paradoxes, the things that we can't understand, that's right there. That's on the boundary of the human experience and the God experience. And so we get to make a choice with that pain. We get to make a choice, and I get to say, okay, there's attachment that I feel here. There's actually a lack of trust in the universe to some extent that I feel. That's an opportunity for me to grow. And I'm going to choose to use that opportunity to point me in the direction of my growth. And that could lead to plant medicine. That could lead to meditation. That could lead to finding a book on the subject, or attending a workshop or a lecture on the subject, or seeking out YouTube videos and Facebook videos on the subject. And that's a choice that I'm making, to use the pain that has shown up. Now, as the law of attraction will say, the law of magnetism, like attracts like, if I decide that, wow, this pain, this discomfort is the only reason that I'll ever decide to release my attachments and be able to grow in this way, I will call in more pain and more discomfort. Because my role here, my soul's role here, is to grow and to expand and to know more of myself. And the moment I say that the way I do that is through pain, pain will show up consistently. But what happens when we just say, wow, I want to know more of myself. I love this process of diving in to the corners and the shadows and all of myself. I just got back from a BOGA, as you probably know, if you've been listening to this podcast. I just got back from a 2-week BOGA initiation, and I went there feeling more whole and more complete than probably at any other point in my life. Things have been going amazing in my life in the last several months. And I'm in the middle of planning the tour. Planning an international tour to cities you've never been to is not a small thing. And so here I am saying, oh, I'm going to take 2 weeks and I'm going to go and do this plant medicine ceremony right in the middle of planning this, which is going to, in many ways, create more work and a little bit more of a time pressure. And I'm going to do that while things are going better than they ever have. And what did it lead to? It led to such deep healing of my victim mentality, of my masculinity, of my sexuality, deeper understandings of my creativity. It gave me such insight into the album that I'm creating and how to make it even more impactful. All of that growth, huge, huge growth, happened without me needing the discomfort and the fear as the catalyst to go. I went because I love growth. I love expanding. I love seeing parts of myself that I didn't even know were there. That's why I went. I'm following my love for life. I'm following my love for growth. I am following my joy. And it's leading to more growth. So if you haven't seen it in your own life, take me as your example of the possibility. You don't need the pain. How you choose to react and respond to the pain, that's your choice, again, as the creator of your reality. But it is not a necessity. It doesn't have to be the thing that gets you to go and read the book or take the workshop or do meditation or yoga or whatever. It doesn't have to be pain related. And when we talk about spiritual bypassing, when people say, oh, you know, that's spiritual bypassing because what you're saying is don't, you're not looking at the pain. You're wanting to ignore it. No. I'm saying when it shows up, be with it fully. And I'm saying you don't need to call it in. And they say, well, saying you're the creator of it is somehow spiritually bypassing the truth of the pain of this world that is there and present, and that there are victims and things happen to people that is outside of their control. Listen to me very carefully. The moment you say you are the creator of your reality, you are simultaneously saying, I can change it. The moment you say there is such a thing as things that are entirely outside of your creation, you are saying, I can't change it. So when you say, people who have said to me, spiritually bypassing by avoiding pain, what I'm saying is no, by taking ownership of I'm creating all of it, what I'm doing is taking ownership of facing off with all of it. That's the exact opposite of spiritual bypassing. I am not in any way giving any excuse. I am not putting any power outside of myself. I am facing off and saying, wow, that car accident that led to my hip surgery, that car accident that led to my wrist surgery, I created those. Why did I create them? That's the question we get to ask. We don't get to say, I almost started speaking in absolutes there. It is not serving, in my opinion, for you to say that that car accident, that you did not create it, that it happened to you, that you're a victim of it. And I'm going to do another podcast about victimhood. And I could go down a whole thing, but I like to keep these musings shorter. You can say that. You can say that it was outside of your control. But where's the lesson in that? To me, that's spiritual bypass. Because by saying I'm the creator of it, now I have a choice to actually look at what might be calling in that pain. Why might I have called in that abusive relationship? Why might I be creating this divorce? That is not spiritual bypassing. That is taking full ownership and facing off directly with the discomfort and the pain. There's literally no excuse anymore. And here's the thing, the concept of we create our reality can be used as spiritual bypassing. Generally, in my mental gymnastics around this and my exploration of this, how this happens is when we project it onto other people as a way of avoiding how their experience brings us discomfort. Because spiritual bypassing is about avoiding our discomfort and avoiding our pain. So when you see someone else, when you see someone else who's been the victim, by definition, of rape or racism, it can be very hard for someone to feel so secure in their belief of creating reality that they can say, how did they create that? And by the way, I'm not telling you to go to someone the day after they've been raped and say, oh, you're creating this. How did you create this? No, let them feel what it feels like to be victimized. Let them feel what it feels like to feel powerless. In order to heal it, it needs to be felt. And that's where spiritual bypassing happens. When someone says, oh, you're creating that, and then they don't allow themselves to drop into the empathy of how badly that hurts. It's spiritual bypassing when you look at someone who's in an extreme poverty and is struggling to feed their family, and you say, oh, yeah, I mean, they're creating that, so that's on them. No, that freaking hurts, man. It hurts. It brings me to tears to think about the people who are being victimized on this planet. It brings me to tears that we are spending trillions of dollars on our defense budget, and there are people being forced to live on the street, being forced to start GoFundMe pages to pay for surgery so that they don't die. That's painful for me to say, wait a second, their pain, the systems that we're living in, I'm creating that. I am a part of the collective that is creating that experience for people. That hurts. That is painful. And I have the opportunity to use the spiritual belief of I create my reality to bypass that feeling by projecting it onto them and saying, well, I don't have to look at that. That's spiritual bypassing. But what I'm really doing there is not taking ownership of my creation, of that experience showing up in my reality. And so, no, I'm not spiritual bypassing. I am sitting in it. I am sitting in the pain. I am sitting in the discomfort. I am learning to be with that and take full ownership of it because I can change it. Collectively, we can change it. And so stop sharing the memes that say, no pain, no gain. Stop sharing the quotes that you were forged in the fire. Yes, you made a choice to be stronger because of your pain. Congratulations. Thank you for doing that and not allowing yourself to spiral into a state of victimhood as a result of it. But also take ownership that you created it. You called it in. And it's not a necessity. I haven't been as passionate about a topic as I am about this in a really long time. And so I ask that if you know someone in your life who continually calls in painful experiences and so much discomfort, share this with them. Tag them in this. We can heal. We can support each other in living lives where we have a healthy relationship to the pain and the discomfort. Not a codependent relationship to the pain and the discomfort. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being open-minded to this viewpoint that is, in many ways, going against what so many personal development coaches and self-help teachers are saying. I hope it resonates with you. And if it doesn't, well, you create your reality. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.